Chapter 5. These commissaries, one for each month, provided food for King Solomon and for all the guests at the royal table. They left nothing unprovided. For the chariot horses and draft animals also, each brought his quota of barley and straw to the required place. Judah and Israel were as numerous as the sands by the sea. They ate and drank and made merry. Solomon ruled over all the kingdoms, from the river to the land of the Philistines, down to the border of Egypt. They paid Solomon tribute, and were his vassals as long as he lived. Solomon's supplies for each day were 30 cores of fine flour, 60 cores of meal, 10 fatted oxen, 20 pasture-fed oxen, and 100 sheep, not counting harts, gazelles, roebucks, and fatted fowl. He ruled over all the land west of the Euphrates, from Tipsah to Gaza, and over all its kings, and he had peace on all his borders round about. Thus Judah and Israel lived in security, every man under his vine or under his fig tree from Dan to Beersheba, as long as Solomon lived. Solomon had 4,000 stalls for his 12,000 chariot horses. Moreover, God gave Solomon wisdom and exceptional understanding and knowledge, as vast as the sand on the seashore. Solomon surpassed all the Sedomites and all the Egyptians in wisdom. He was wiser than all other men. Then Ethan the Ezrahite, or Heman, Chalcol, and Dada the musicians, and his fame spread throughout the neighboring nations. Solomon also uttered 3,000 proverbs, and his songs numbered 1,005. He discussed plants, from the cedar on Lebanon to the hyssop growing out of the wall, and he spoke about beasts, birds, reptiles, and fishes. Men came to hear Solomon's wisdom from all nations, sent by all the kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom. Preparations for the Temple. When Hiram, king of Tyre, heard that Solomon had been anointed king in place of his father, he sent an embassy to him, for Hiram had always been David's friend. Solomon sent back this message to Hiram: "You know that my father David, because of the enemies surrounding him on all sides, could not build a temple in honor of the Lord his God, until such a time as the Lord should put these enemies under the soles of his feet. But now the Lord my God has given me peace on all sides. There is no enemy or threat of danger. So I propose to build a temple in honor of the Lord my God, as the Lord predicted to my father David when he said, 'It is your son whom I will put upon your throne in your place, who shall build the temple in my honor.' Give orders, then, to have cedars from the Lebanon cut down for me. My servants shall accompany yours, since you know that there is no one among us who is skilled in cutting timber like the Sidonians. And I will pay you whatever you say for your servant's salary." When he had heard the words of Solomon, Hiram was pleased and said, "Blessed be the Lord this day, who has given David a wise son to rule this numerous people." Hiram then sent word to Solomon, "I agree to the proposal you sent me, and I will provide all the cedars and fir trees you wish. My servants shall bring them down from the Lebanon to the sea, and I will arrange them into rafts in the sea, and bring them wherever you say. There I will break up the rafts, and you shall take the lumber. You, for your part, shall furnish the provisions I desire for my household." So Hiram continued to provide Solomon with all the cedars and fir trees he wished, while Solomon every year gave Hiram 20,000 cores of wheat to provide for his household, and 20,000 measures of pure oil. The Lord, moreover, gave Solomon wisdom as he promised him, and there was peace between Hiram and Solomon, since they were parties to a treaty. King Solomon conscripted 30,000 workmen from all Israel. He sent them to the Lebanon each month in relays of 10,000, so that they spent 1 month in the Lebanon and 2 months at home. Adoniram was in charge of the draft. Solomon had 70,000 carriers and 80,000 stonecutters in the mountain, in addition to 3,300 overseers answerable to Solomon's prefects for the work, directing the people engaged in the work. By order of the king, fine large blocks were quarried to give the temple a foundation of hewn stone. Solomon's and Hiram's builders, along with the Gebalites, hewed them out, and prepared the wood and stones for building the temple.